Hello and welcome to the podcast Truth Applied. Our goal is to take God's Word and apply it to our everyday lives. Let's see what the Bible has to say for us today. Hello and welcome back to Truth Applied. We're looking at the responsibilities of salvation, and we're in 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 1. We're breaking this down over a couple of episodes about laying aside. You know, all of these other things that Peter lists here and these responsibilities are positive, but he addressed this fourth one as a negative, that there's certain things that we're to lay aside that's not to be evident in our lives. And we looked at evil speaking, that malice, that guile. We ought to be careful with our words and how we speak, because our speech needs to glorify Christ, needs to bring honor to Christ, needs to be free from sin. And yet our tongues can get us in a lot of trouble. James said if a man can bridle his tongue, that he is mature. The Bible says perfect or mature. And so that's something that we all can work on, isn't it? Our words can hurt. Peter continues, he said, wherefore laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 1. So we're supposed to lay aside hypocrisy. And again, if we're all honest with ourselves, there's been moments in our lives where we've been a hypocrite. You know, that we've been trying to put on a show, or trying to be something that we were not, or trying to make it seem like everything was okay when it's not. You know, we ought to be genuine and real and sincere as believers. We are to lay aside false living, knowing that God knows our hearts. He said, laying aside all of it, not just some of it, all of it. We shouldn't be hypocrites. We shouldn't go to church acting like everything's okay and we're Mr. Spiritual and at home everything's a wreck. Or, you know, talking with people at work or our friends and acting like someone that we're not. We ought to be real and we ought to be genuine. You know, I've heard of a lot of people, they say, well, church is full of hypocrites. And sadly, there are hypocrites in church. That's not an excuse for them making that about not attending church. But we've all played the part of the hypocrite. I was reading something just the other day. It said that, let me use the beam in my eye to smack you around to get that speck out of your eye. And that's what Jesus was saying there in Matthew chapter 7, verse 4 and 5. Or how wilt thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote out of thine eye, and behold, a beam is in thine own eye. Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then thou shalt see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye. It's really easy for us to see the problems in other people. You know, I don't know how they don't see it, you know. I don't know how they don't understand. This is wrong. And yet we have a greater problem in our own lives, aside of being judgmental. Jesus said, listen, take care of your massive problem before you try to nitpick about other people. And so, as believers, we need to lay aside hypocrisy. So think about it. Is there an area where your life that you need to get straight? Maybe you've been nitpicking the lives of family members or friends or coworkers or your fellow church members, condescending them in your thoughts and in your words. And when you have things that you need to get straight, remember, I'm not standing before God for how I viewed somebody else, or I mean how they lived, or what they did, or what they didn't do. I stand before God for what I did and what I didn't do. Let's not be hypocrites. Peter said, if we want to be the Christians that God saved us to be, then we've got to remove all hypocrisy. It might be a painful experience, but let's ask God, God, is there any area in my life where I'm being a hypocrite? And God, help me to make it right. God deserves it, doesn't he? Let's lay aside all hypocrisy.